We're talking with Steve Thompson, Oklahoma Farm Bureau. Steve, long last few weeks, encouraging your members to vote. Election day, it looks like Republicans were still very much a red state.
That's exactly right, Ron, and I think I'll join with every one of our members and everybody in the ag community around the state to be thankful that this election is just about behind us. It's always a tough run the last few weeks, and it feels like this year was maybe even a little tougher than normal, but that's the world we live in, and you hear a lot of noise and lots of TV commercials and lots of mailers in everybody's mailbox. However, I mean, the trend continues. Oklahoma is very much a red state. I'd put us up against any red state in the country, and certainly rural Oklahoma has spoken loud and clear with that. You know, we still have some metro boxes to come in, so we don't know the final numbers, but it's been pretty clear, and I think the message has been sent, and the governor did very well, and that was really kind of the story of the night, was the top of the ticket.
And so we'll have four more years of Stitt administration, apparently, and I guess for the folks that we that agriculture especially has been enjoying working with, that gives you an opportunity to continue to work with folks like Blaine Arthur.
No, I think that's the thing that we're all the most excited about. We know that that the governor controls such a huge portion of state government, boards, commissions, and agencies, and we've been blessed the last 4 years to get to work with Secretary Arthur, and truly, I mean, she is a member of the ag community and the ag family. I mean, it's not a job for her. I mean, it is her life, it is her family, and we're tickled to death, and we're certainly glad to see this trending the way that it is, and I think it is a strong indicator of the success that we've had in rural Oklahoma and in agriculture, and there's so much credit to be laid on the shoulders of Secretary Arthur for how good things have gone in our community and how well aligned that most of us have been throughout this process, and we all have to stick together, and for the most part we're able to do that, and I think that's when we wake up in the morning. You know, some people won, some people lost, but we've all got to get back together and work together. And I think Blaine does a really good job leading the ag community, and we're proud to see her back for another 4 years. We sure hope.
Right. So, you know, on the congressional side of things, House and Senate races have all come in again, solid red. And we've got two congressmen, or two senators that are both Republicans. Now the senior senator for our state will be James Lankford. Mark Wayne Mullen, a solid victory as well.
That's right. There certainly are some significant changes, and be remiss if I didn't point out what a great warrior for agriculture in rural Oklahoma that Senator Inhofe has been. But it is somewhat of a changing of the guard, as we have a new senior senator in Senator Lankford, and he carried the day with no trouble. And he'll be welcoming in a new member to the Senate Club in Washington, D.C., and current Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen, and we're very excited about both of those, and have had a good track record working with them for the last number of years, and we're excited to see what the Senate side will look like. Still too early to talk about the national majority in the Senate, of course, but I think the U.S. House is looking really good for our delegation. We're proud of the folks we have. We have such a remarkable delegation from Congressman Lucas, Congressman Cole, all the way down the line. We're blessed with that, and we're poised in the new Republican majority next year to really punch above our weight, having a number of committee chairs and senior leaders on committees that matter to us, from agriculture to rules to appropriation and science. It is a really, really good night for Oklahoma when it comes to the congressional races.
You know, in the case of Congressman Lucas, we're poised to see him back on the House Agriculture Committee.
You know, and that is so important right now as we get ready to launch the 2023 Farm Bill, and his experience in every Farm Bill written since the 90s, and actually him basically writing the last two Farm Bills, and he will resume his seat right next to the chairman this next go-round, and that's just incredibly critical, because that covers such a wide range of issues for every one of our producers. We're tickled to death that his voice and his leadership will be right at the front of the table for this go-round as well.
And finally, on those statewide races and the legislative races, again, pretty easy victories for most of the Republican candidates, whether you're talking about Corporation Commission, whether you're talking about Labor Commissioner, whether you're talking about the Lieutenant Governor's race, as well as Senate and House supermajorities there.
There truly weren't a lot of big surprises there, and the Republican candidates that didn't seem to have much sweat, even in a few of the urban state House and Senate races where there was some pressure, it looks like the Republican incumbents are going to prevail, and I think the state Senate might actually pick up a Republican seat. So I think that the voters in Oklahoma really spoke and spoke clearly and consistently on those issues.